What is certain is that sometime, well over a million years ago, some new, comparatively modern, upright beings left Africa and boldly spread out across much of the globe. They possibly did so quite rapidly, increasing their range by as much as 25 miles a year on average, all while dealing with mountain ranges, rivers, deserts, and other impediments, and adapting to differences in climate and food sources. A particular mystery is how they passed along the west side of the Red Sea, an area of famously punishing aridity now, but even drier in the past. It is a curious irony that the conditions that prompted them to leave Africa would have made it much more difficult to do so, yet somehow they managed to find their way around every barrier and to thrive in the lands beyond. And that, I'm afraid, is where all agreement ends. What happened next in the history of human development is a matter of long and rancorous debate, as we shall see in the next chapter. But it is worth remembering, before we move on, that all of these evolutionary jostlings over 5 million years, from distant, puzzled Australopithecine to fully modern human, produced a creature that is still 98.4% genetically indistinguishable from the modern chimpanzee. There is more difference between a zebra and a horse, or between a dolphin and a porpoise, than there is between you and the furry creatures your distant ancestors left behind when they set out to take over the world.